But I want you to turn to the Gospel of Matthew, and we are going to be reading just two verses right now, because I just want to home in into these two verses this morning. So Gospel of Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. And if you have a Bible with red letters, this is the Lord speaking, the Lord Jesus speaking. And he says, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, it will be opened." Amen. Amen. So I just want to hone in into these two verses. I just love every time I read the Word of God, God gives you something different, and he just illuminates and he reveals and he expands. Amen. But I read this and I was like, God, you're so good. You're so good. Amen. That we can come boldly, he tells us to come boldly to the throne room of grace and mercy and just ask. Ask. All we got to do is ask. Just like when our children ask us for things, when they were really small, we said we would do anything for our kids. Now, you know, the bigger they get, it depends, right? Amen. But the Lord tells us to have childlike faith. Amen. So when we ask, we got to ask humbly. We got to ask with childlike faith. And believe me, if it's in line with the word, with his will, he will answer. Because God is faithful. Because God is good, and we serve a mighty and a just God. He's good to us. Amen. He's been good to us. From the beginning of time, he was great to us. Hallelujah. And he's never changed. He's the great I am. And if God put this here, it's with purpose. Amen. And if you read back in the book of, you go back another chapter, chapter 6, God is just expanding on prayer, because he was teaching his disciples. He's answering his prayer. Well, what is the perfect prayer? What's a model prayer? And we all know the prayer of our Father. Amen. The Lord's Prayer. We start by giving honor to God, God the Father. And then we go into prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. So we know that prayer is very important. If we look in the Word, there's so many places that speaks about prayer. And prayer is an earthly request for a heavenly intervention. Amen? Hallelujah. I mean, the Word of God says, we're reading it, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door's going to be open. Come on, that is God. Amen? Amen. The problem with us is like, we want God to be a microwave. We want to pray for something. We want to have it instantly. Well, God doesn't always work that way. Sometimes he does. Sometimes he doesn't. So again, when we pray, like Sister Vinny said, we got to be still and know that God is doing it. And know and be, have childlike faith. And say, you know what, God, you got this. You got this. You heard my prayer. You told me to ask. You told me to seek you in faith. You told me to keep knocking at your door. And that's what I'm doing. And I know my answer's on its way. If not, already here. Amen? Amen. And when we're asking, it's not like God doesn't know what we are in need of. But when we are asking, it releases God to do what is inside of his perfect will to do for us, for our life. Amen? Because God knows the perfect will that he has for us. He knows what we need. He knows what we want. He knows our desires. Amen? But God, he's faithful. He will give you what you need. In time, he may give you the desires of your heart, but he's going to need you right now what you need. Amen. And we all need God. We all need help. We all need prayer.
Yes.
All of us. It don't matter who you are. I know that you need prayer. I need prayer. Hello.
Amen.
Amen. So God here, if he's telling the disciples, he's telling us today, ask, seek, knock for the things that you need of God to deliver to you. Hallelujah. And then when we continue to request those things that you need, that should be lined up with the word of God, here God is saying, God will promise to answer and to do good on your request.
Blessings, Lord. Hallelujah.
He's going to honor your request.
Amen.
And you may be asking, well, how long? How long should we ask? How long should we seek? How long should we knock? Well, the answer is until you get an answer from the Lord. Very simple.
Amen.
Very simple. When God answers, stop asking. Now you got to ask for something else. Because we're always in need of prayer. Amen. There's so many things we can pray for. We can even, you know, not just the things that we need or we desire, but people need prayer. So maybe you need to intercede for somebody. Amen. And God wants to use you to intercede for that person. So he'll put in your heart this desire to just pray. Lift up this person. Sometimes God will do even greater. He will give you a vision of that person for you to either pray for them or for you to deliver a word for them. Amen? God is faithful. I've been asking the Lord. I said, Lord, I've been asking for the past months, really. I've been asking, Lord, I want more revelation. Lord, I want more illumination of your word. Lord, I want my gifts to awaken. I want to stir up my gifts, Lord God. I want to see in the prophetic, Lord God. I want to see angels. I'm asking God. I'm asking God for the supernatural. Because I'm a supernatural human being. I'm a spiritual being. And if God lives in the inside of me, and if God lives in the inside of you, you can do the supernatural through the Lord. It's not you doing it. It's God doing it through you. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. But we got to ask. You got to ask. You got to seek. And you got to knock. Amen? And look at, let's go to Matthew 6:6. You know, we're going to go back to these verses, but let's look at Matthew 6:6. You know, again, the disciples are asking about prayer. But in Matthew 6:6, it says, the Lord is saying, but when you pray, go into your room. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Amen. What is he saying? He says, you know, get yourself together. Get into a little closet, into a room, into a room that is nice and quiet. Get into a state of solitude. Amen. And come and pray to me. Come to me. Give me your petitions. Ask me your requests. Come and pray. Pray to me. Amen. And in due season, what God is saying, in due season, I'm going to reward the faithfulness of your prayers. I'm going to answer your prayers. If you come into my closet and you begin to pray for other people, I'm going to answer you because I see your faith is like a little child. I see you coming humbly unto me. I see you're seeking my presence, that you're doing it not openly, but in secret. Hallelujah. God loves when you come into secret with him. God loves when you become intimate with him. God loves when you adore him. God loves when you start loving him. God loves when you praise him. God loves to be in the secret place with you. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So when we go to Matthew 7:7, he's just expanding the lessons on prayer to the disciples, like he's doing to us right now, because the word of God is our blueprint, is our lifeline here. We learn so much from scripture. We learn so much from the word of God. We learn the Lord's attributes, which is what we should be modeling every day, his attributes. Amen. We should be modeling what he used to do. He used to set time aside every morning. Every morning, the first thing he did was get before God the Father, and he would just pray. During the night, as we know, he would pray. During the day, he would pray. Amen? Hallelujah. He was faithful. He was diligent. The word of God says, and we're going to go there later on, but it says, pray without ceasing. Do you think prayer was important to God? When even the Apostle Paul tells us in his letters, you need to pray without ceasing. You need to pray at all times. Well, there's a reason for it. Amen?
Amen.
So in Matthew 7:7, the Lord is just, he's just expanding on the lessons of on prayer and how to pray right. And he tells us to ask, seek, and knock. Because the one who sees what is being done in secret will one day reward you for it. Amen. And then when you pray, let's go really quick, because we're going to stay on these verses, but let's go to Mark 11:24. Amen. This is so good. You know, the word of God is so good. You just have to grab hold of it. Amen. In Mark 11:24, it says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Amen. This is very simple. It is simple. When we ask of the Lord, when we bring something in prayer, you got to know without a shadow of doubt that you already have it, that it's already yours. Just when the Lord Jesus says it is finished at the cross, everything was done with. Hallelujah. He took everything. He paid our full price. Amen. And because he died and resurrected, today we can live and live an abundant life, and we can fight against the enemy, because God's giving us, hallelujah, his word to fight against the enemy, to fight against the adversary. Hallelujah. And he's giving us his word to ask and pray according to his word, declare his word, proclaim his word, decree his word. Amen?
Amen.
It's very simple. So he says, when you pray, believe you already received it, and it shall be yours. It shall be. Amen. And when it says here, believe you already, how do you believe you already received it? Amen. Well, for me, I start seeing it. I said, God, I want A, B, and C. I start praying for this. And then in my head, in my meditation, amen, because we got to meditate on the word. The word tells us to meditate on the word day and night. In my meditation, after I ask the Lord, amen, I start imagining what I want to see come to pass. You got to see it the way the Lord sees it. You got to believe that it's already yours and you will have it. You see, you got to paint a picture of what you want it to look like. Paint a picture in your mind. And when it gets painted in your mind, it gets buried in your heart. Amen. And when I say bury, I say bury where nobody can see it. No, bury so deep that you know that God is going to answer. Amen. That's what I'm saying. It is so, so deep in your heart that you know that the answer to my prayer is done in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And that prayer, again, has to be aligned to his word. Has to be aligned to his word. This is why he says, ask. Ask and it will be given to you. So how are you asking? How are you believing? Well, this is the way to believe. Believe already that you got it. When you start praying for it, just believe it, and it's yours. The word is simple. God says, ask and it will be given to you. God is going to give you the desires of your heart. Because the word of God says in Psalm 37:4, delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And let me tell you, when we delight in the Lord, we delight in the Lord by talking to him, communicating with him, praying with him. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on. I delight in the Lord when I speak to him. Sometimes, let me tell you, the other day, I mean, this is so funny. I mean, out of nowhere, the other day I was in my kitchen, amen, and I don't know, I was meditating, and then all of a sudden, I went to put a clean pot in my fridge. I'm like, what am I doing? And I just turned around, and I said to the Lord, I know you're laughing, God. I know you're laughing at me right now. But this is just a conversation, just me and the Lord having. I said, I know you're laughing at me right now because I'm laughing at myself. But this is what God wants. God wants intimacy. God wants relationship. God wants communication. God wants you to talk to him at all times. So more and more and more, I find myself just talking to God. And I'm asking the Lord. I'm asking. Amen. Because This word is so resonating with me, and it has been for the past few weeks and even months. And I said, oh my God, I'm so drawn to this word. I'm just gonna bring it out, amen. But I'm even asking the Lord, amen. I said, Lord, I want to see angels, amen. I'm asking. The Lord said he's faithful. I'm asking, Lord, I want to see angels. I know other people see angels. If you show me visions, I know you can show me an angel. Amen. So I'm asking. Amen. I haven't seen one yet, but I'm asking. You know, in due season, I know I'll see them. I know, listen, I know that I will see them. Amen. And you got to know that angels, amen. I love Psalm 91, but you see, we don't call on the angels. We call on God to send the angels to us. Amen. And Michael, as we know, he's the warrior angel. Okay. He's the one that came to the rescue in the book of Daniel when the angel Gabriel was trying to fight the demonic forces, but he had to call upon Michael, the archangel, to come and war against, because he is the warrior. Amen. So when you find yourself in a situation, amen, you got to call on God for him to send. God send your Mike and Archmichael, the angel, to fight this battle for me, because this battle is tough right now. Amen. And you know what? God will send Michael. And Michael has a strong army. Amen. Like Pastor Ruth said last week, hey, Lucifer, when he fell, he took one third. That means we have two thirds. The Lord has two thirds more angels. So we got angels. We just got to call on God to send them to our rescue. Amen.
Amen.
We just got to ask. Just ask and believe. Amen. So that's point number one. That's the first one. Ask. Amen. And two, it says seek and you will find. You know, for me, that, you know, the word says seek and you will find him. And in Jeremiah, let's go to Jeremiah real quick. I think I have that later in my notes, but let's go there now. Jeremiah 29, 12, and 13. It says, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, says the Lord, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. Amen. So the word of God says here in Matthew 7, seek and you will find him. And yes, even in the Old Testament, right? The you know, the prophets, the people, they sought the Lord and God was right there. Moses sought the Lord and God was right there with him. Amen. Joshua sought the Lord. King David sought the Lord and he was right there giving them instructions. Hallelujah. Giving them their strategies and the plans and just answering prayer. Amen. But we got to seek the Lord with everything we got, with all our might. Amen. We have to seek the Lord and keep on seeking him. That's what the word is saying here in Matthew 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find him. But you got to keep seeking. It just doesn't stop when you pray once and you ask God for something for him to do. No, you got to keep. Now you got to seek. Now you got to search to find that promise. Amen. So we got to seek the Lord. We got to keep on seeking him. Hallelujah. For by him and through him, we will know the truth and the truth will set us free. So what is he saying? Now, you know, now seek, search the word of God. Maybe the answer to your prayer is in the word of God and God's trying to bring you to the word. And this is why it's so important for us to be in the word every day, because the Lord says, meditate on my word day and night. There's a reason why he tells us that, because maybe the answer of your prayer is actually right in scripture. It's right in scripture. So you're asking for the Lord to do something, but yet you may find the answer right here in the word. Amen. And that's why he's telling you, search me. You will find me, because when you search me, when you search the word, hallelujah, you will find an answer. Amen. And when you find the truth of the word of God, the truth of your situation, it will set you free. Amen. So Amen. Diligently and earnestly seek the truth of the glorious gospel of God. You have it in the tip of your hands. You have the word in devices now. At your fingertip. You have it on a laptop. You have it in the Bible. The written word. Search out his word. There are golden nuggets in his word. Ask the Lord to illuminate your thoughts and your mind and your heart and the word to expand it, to reveal to you the truth of the word. How does it apply to me today, to my situation today? Amen. But you gotta get into that secret place. Amen. So when the Lord said ask and seek, but you know, do it in that secret place so that you can hear from God. Maybe he's gonna lead you to a particular verse where he wants you to read so you can find an answer for it. Many times when I've been praying to God and I've been seeking the Lord, I said, Lord, you know I need help. You know I feel like I'm drowning, Lord God, in my bills and this and that. And you know what? The Lord has led me to Isaiah 43. And he has told me, you know, even though you may be underwater, you will not drown. Even though you may be in the fire, you will not be burned. Amen. So that brings me comfort. And maybe I'm going ahead of my message, but amen. But the Lord, as you seek him, you will find him. He will answer. Do you see, the more we seek the Lord, the more our faith will be established in him. Amen. This is why we so need the word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So the more we're in the word, the more we listen to the word, the bigger our faith will become. Amen. Amen. And we all need our faith to be increased, especially in today's times, the times that we're living in. So our seeking, the seeking that we're doing is designed by God to enable us to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know about you, but I want to know the Lord more and more every day. I say, God, show me this. I want to know this. I want to know that. You know? So I search the scriptures for words that may be related to what I'm asking. I said, Lord, you know what? I'm going to go to the Bible. I'm going to go to the concordance. And I'm going to, if I need encouragement, I'm going to go and find a word that means encouragement. Let me see where Paul edifies the church. I need some encouragement. So I seek the word. I seek the Lord in his word. Amen. And he brings me to that word. And I read the word and it just refreshes me and it comforts me. Amen. And the grace of God is upon me. Amen. And there's such peace. We spoke about peace. There's such a peace. Amen. The word just graces you. It just gives you the peace that surpasses all things. Amen. But we got to get into the word. We got to search the scripture. You know, if you need a faith for healing, amen. Because maybe the situation seems, I don't know, God, I know what your word says, but I don't know. I'm not feeling it right now. All these symptoms are happening. Well, you know what? God tells you, search the word, search the truth, start looking at healing situations that took place in the gospel, how the Lord healed the people, how the Lord healed. He healed because he loved them. He healed because he was compassionate for them. He had great compassion for the people he loved. You read it in scripture. The Lord had great love. The Lord was compassionate, and he healed the blind, and he healed the leper, and he called out Lazarus. Amen. From the grave. Amen. But go and search the word of God for verses that have to do with healing. If you need to have more faith in healing, search the word. See what the word says about healing. In 1 Peter 2:24 says, by Jesus' wounds, we were healed. So healing is for you today. Healing took place over 2,000 years ago. But now what do you have to do? You gotta ask the Lord, right? And now sit on that asking by meditating on what you just read, by seeing yourself, by painting a picture of you being well, being healthy, being fit. Amen? You gotta establish that picture. God has given us all the tools. But now it's up to us to meditate on the word of God and receive. Remember what we read? Pray and believe and believe that you already received it and it shall be yours. So you got to see it in order to receive. Some of us have to see it in order to receive it. So put on your spiritual eyes and receive that healing that already belongs to you and it's already yours. Amen.
Amen.
We got to do our part too. God already sent his son Jesus. He paid it all for us. Amen. Now he's giving us this open door. It says, you know what? You can enter into my throne room right now and ask, and you will receive according to my will. God is faithful. Amen. Let's go to the book of Psalm 119. Let's go there real quick. Are you learning something today? Amen.
Yes.
I know every time I read the word, God just gives me something new. Amen. That I can chew on. But Psalm 119, verse 49 and 50. Look what it says. It says, remember the word to your servant. This is talking to God. Remember, David wrote most of these psalms, amen? But there's a prayer here. Remember the word to your servant upon which you have caused me to hope. In other words, when I brought this prayer up to you, God, hallelujah, it caused me to have hope in you. It caused me to have peace in you. And look at what 50 says. This is my comfort and my affliction. For your word has given me life. Amen. The word of God gives you life. The word of God gives you strength. The word of God edifies. It gives you peace. Amen. It comforts you. It gives you an assurance. It gives you a confidence that God will do what he says he's going to do. Amen. The word of God is healing for us. The word of God sets us free all the time. So David is here. God, remember the word that I brought up to you. So the Lord doesn't mind that you remind him of the prayer. As a matter of fact, he says, come, you know, bring the petitions up. Bring the petitions up. And he says, ask and keep on asking. Ask and keep on asking. That's what the Lord is saying. And so David, he is reminding the Lord of his petitions. So we have a right to remind the Lord, Lord, I've asked you for this, and I'm going to keep asking for this until I see it come to pass, Lord. But in the meantime, Lord, I'm gonna remain in hope. I'm gonna remain in comfort. I'm gonna have faith that is already done in the name of Jesus. And I just wanna thank you for it, Lord. So, church, we gotta begin to thank God for answered prayer. Even if you don't see it in the physical, in the natural, you gotta thank God for answered prayer. Amen. And bring it to his remembrance. Lord, remember when I asked you for this? Because maybe it's not time for God to deliver that answer for you or to bring that to pass. Maybe God's working behind the scenes. Maybe God is maybe using somebody else for that prayer to come to pass. We don't know. Listen, if we knew God, we wouldn't need him. Amen? God is sovereign. God is majesty. God knows it all. You have to be okay in his timing. God, you know what? I'm just going to sit still. I know you're going to answer whatever time it takes, God. I'm just going to remain faithful. I'm going to remain faithful. Remember the story of Joseph. He got thrown in the pit. Do you think that he prayed to God while he was in the pit? I'm pretty sure he prayed to God. He never complained about God, though. Amen. But I'm sure he prayed to God, and he probably surrendered. I said, Lord, I know this is not fair. I don't know why this is happening. He gets thrown in jail a couple of times. Amen. This is not fair, Lord. But Lord, I'm waiting on you. I know you're going to answer. I don't know how. I don't know when, but I know you're going to answer. And is it easy to wait on God? No, it's not easy, but it's a must. Amen. You have to have patience. If you have a hard time waiting, then you need to ask God for patience. Amen. And it's a fruit of the Spirit. Patience is a fruit of the Spirit. Amen. God, you just got to ask and you will get it. Because it's yours. It's one of your blessings. Amen. That God has bestowed on us. God has given us the peace that surpasses all things. God has given us the patience, the love. He's given us everything that we need to live life and live an abundant life and live it fully in God. In God. Not in us, in God. Amen? Hallelujah. So God gives us, through his word, God gives us the assurance that we can trust in him. And when you trust in God, he will answer. He will answer. Because he's faithful. And then number three, you know, in Matthew 7:7, it says, knock, knock, and the door will be open. In other words, you gotta keep knocking at the door. You gotta keep on knocking on the door. You gotta keep knocking and keep knocking. That means you gotta be persistent. And you gotta be consistent. You have to be. But while you're knocking on his door, you gotta be patient in endurance. Be patient and be steadfast in perseverance. Amen. You know when you go to somebody's house and you ring the bell and no answer, and then you start knocking and you start knocking and you get desperate, you're gonna knock again because you know that they're there. And you keep on being persistent until they come to the door and they open it. But this is what God is saying. You gotta knock and keep on knocking. You gotta ask and keep on asking. You gotta seek and keep on seeking. Amen. And when you knock with confidence and humility, even when life circumstances are going berserk, even when it seems that your faith is being tested, even when your whole energy is being zapped out of you, and even when God's presence seems so far away and remove from you. The Lord is saying, you need to keep on knocking. Knock and knock and keep on knocking. Amen. You got to keep knocking at his door. You got to keep seeking. You got to keep asking. For the testing of our faith develops perseverance. And such endurance, amen, must finish its work within so that we become mature and complete. Lacking nothing, the word says, as we tightly cling to all his sufficient grace. Amen. We're hanging on to God. And the work we're doing is like, God, I'm going to keep asking. I'm going to keep seeking and I'm going to keep knocking. In the meantime, I'm hanging on to you, God. I'm hanging on to your promises. I'm hanging on to your grace, Lord God, because I know you're going to deliver. But I'm going to keep knocking and knocking and knocking until I get my prayer answered. Amen. So we got to be persistent and consistent with God. Amen. And he loves that about us. Amen. He loves it. Hallelujah. So we got to continue. If God hasn't answered your prayer, continue. Amen. He will answer. And God makes a promise. God says, God has promised to all that he will answer our prayers, that he will answer all our prayers if we diligently seek him. Amen. But let's be honest, but sometimes, you know, not often, we can become selfish in our prayers. Sometimes we ask for the wrong things. Amen. So we got to be mindful that whatever we're asking for has to line up with the word of God. Amen. Or sometimes our prayers could be half-hearted. Amen. Or maybe lack some passion. Our prayers, maybe there's a little bit of pride in that prayer. Who knows? So we have to be mindful how we're asking the Lord for certain things in our petitions. Amen. But prayer, let me tell you, prayer is the greatest weapon that God has given you and me to carry on every day. That's why the word says we have been instructed to pray without ceasing. And it says, and having done all, pray. Pray. Amen. Let's go to the book of Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Look at what it says. And Sister Vinny touched on this already. Be anxious for nothing. In other words, stop worrying. Don't worry. Don't stress yourself. And it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. So listen, this is the Lord speaking to us. He's telling us to ask, seek, and knock. Just ask. Don't be stressed out. Don't be anxious. Don't allow anxiety to overcome you or overrule you. Amen. But God is saying, in everything, just bring it up to me. Pray to me. Talk to me, have a conversation with me, and be grateful with thanksgiving. Give me thanks. The Lord is saying, just give me thanks, because you got to know that if I'm hearing your prayer, I'm going to answer your request, because God is saying, present them to me. And once you do present them to me, let it go. Let it go. Give it to me. Pray it. Give it to me. Talk to me about it. Now let it go. And the peace of God that surpasses all thinking, all your understanding, is going to comfort you and guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. Amen. Church is a gift. The peace of God is already in us. It's a gift. God is telling us, you know, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. You see, God has given us, all of us, access to his throne room of grace for mercy to find help in the time of need. But we have to keep a close communication with our Lord. And we have to enjoy the fellowship, just like I was enjoying the fellowship with God the other day. Amen. Just in the kitchen, just talking to him and looking at him saying, I know you're laughing right now. We got to enjoy our fellowship with our Heavenly Father. Amen. But we need to be persistent. Be persistent, consistent in your prayer life. Ask in faith. Seek diligently. Knock frequently. Knowing that God, he is able to hear you and answer your prayer. Amen? So I say to you, ask, keep asking. Keep on asking. And remember, there are three answers to prayer. Yes, no, and wait. And if you have not heard a yes or a no, then you need to keep asking. Amen? Amen. This is the word of the Lord.